Cahill, a 216 to 21 points victory over Gweedore means you avoid automatic relegation. Not quite safe yet. You have a playoff now next week, I believe, against Neath Pádraig Ishkikine. But a dramatic game here at the Bridge, and your side had to dig real deep to come out on top.
Aye, we did. We did surely, Ryan. It was tit for tat, and listen, we knew it was going to go down to the wire between the both of us, and we're just thankful that we came out on the right side of the result, and it gives us another opportunity next week. Like, so that's all we can ask for, and we'll get prepared now and see how it goes.
Yeah, a great day for football down here at the Bridge, but obviously a bit of a breeze as always. You were 4 points up at half time. You had a nice wee flurry late in the half, but they came back, and I think it was level with 15 minutes to go, but you got two goals in that final quarter. Big scores for your team.
Aye, listen, I suppose if truth be told, we weren't overly happy at half time with that breeze. Like, I think it was four in it, and you know, it probably was maybe an 8-point breeze. It was fairly stiff now, but we got refocused again at half-time, and listen, we knew we had identified their 2-point shooters, and you know, just to have some unbelievable players there that will punish you, and they did. And that's what they done that first 15 minutes, like, as you said there, they pulled it back level. But I suppose what we were satisfied with in that last 15 minutes was that when the pressure was on and Gweedore were starting to turn the screw, that we were able to step up again. Listen, and we won crucial breaks around the kickouts and that, and again it comes all back down to that primary possession, and when we won that primary possession, we were able to tag on them few scores, and we got them two goals at crucial times as well. Like, Colin McFadden done very well for the second one, I think it was, like, and in fairness to the Gweedore keeper, I think he pulled off two saves, and Eddie O'Reilly, I think it was there to put it into the back of the net. Like, so again, it was a big score, and I suppose the goal before that came at a crucial time as well. Andrew Kelly finishing it off. Like, so listen, it was tit for tat, like, and I suppose it was two teams that have been struggling in the league all year. And I suppose at times there was a lot of mistakes on both sides and that nervousness, and both were feeling the pressure. But look, we were at home, like, and what we asked of the boys first and foremost, regardless of where we are or what position we're in, like, you know, we have to step up and we have to put in a performance for our home support at the Bridge. That's the first thing that we worry about, and getting the performance, and then listen, whatever happens after that happens, and thankfully that's the way it worked out. So I suppose at the end of the final whistle, it was more a feeling of relief more than anything, and just thankful that we have another chance to stay in Division 1.
Yeah, and I have to give a special mention to your fullback, Kyle McGarvey, with a full-length block at the end, and if the ball had gone over the bar, it was no good for you, but it was a heroic, just threw himself at it.
Aye, listen, Kyle was immense in there, and you know, it's not his normal position. We were badly stretched there today with a lot of boys on holidays, and we have a lot of injuries and long-term injuries, so you know, the season has been difficult. We've had to rejig boys positionally and stuff like that, so it hasn't been easy on the players either. But in fairness, like, as I said, Kyle was thrown into fullback there today, and you know, he was man of the match in there, like, with his blocks and crucial interceptions, and he had a massive interception for a goal chance that more or less nearly walked into the back of the net. So listen, again, as I said, we're short in players, but so was Gweedore, and so was a lot of other teams this time of year. But the boys that came in first, Conan Brannan came in there probably for, I think it was his first start of the league. You know, when he put on a big shift in the second half around the middle, winning kick-out snap. And again, as I say, that primary possession, he helped us a lot there. And then, again, everybody chipped in. With Ethan Ferry came off the bench, won two crucial breaks and popped over a score. So it was a workman-like performance from everybody, to start and 15 and the boys that came in. So listen, we're happy with that aspect of it, and we couldn't really have asked any more from them there today.